Good morning, everybody. I hope you're all doing fine on this wonderful day. Today's Nach Daily is Tehillim chapter 94. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. We continue in the chapters written by Moshe Rabbeinu. This chapter has 23 psukim in it. This chapter was said about Am Yisrael in Galus. Moshe had foreseen the hardships our nation would go through and daven for all the future generations for the coming of the final redemption. When Hashem will eradicate all evil from the world, there will be an influx of spirituality and Kedusha, which will elevate creation to a new level of consciousness. Emes and Sheker, truth and falsehood, will no longer be intermingled with each other. They will clearly be differentiated for all to see. This will allow a person to choose in the path of the tzaddikim. The first part of the chapter is a call for God to unleash his vengeance upon the world, for God to give proper retribution by judging the earth, giving each living thing what they deserve. The author of the prayer questions God in a rhetorical manner, asking, why don't the Rishayim, aka nations of the world, get punished for the damage they've done to your nation? This can also be understood on an individual level for anyone who's caused grief to a specific person and gets away with it. Why doesn't God take care of the perpetrator immediately? The psalmist even goes as far to say, how fortunate is a person who experiences suffering, meaning to say, suffering is indeed a good thing. The last part of the parak expresses emunah in Hashem, that he'll never forsake his nation, no matter how long it may take. Ultimately, if God were not involved, Am Yisrael would no longer exist. Out of all the nations that have come and gone throughout our world history, only the Jewish people are here to stay. The chapter ends with coming back to the theme it started with, about God giving retribution. Ultimately, God will show his face by doing back to them what they wanted to do to us. Okay, now for the highlight pasuk in verse 12. It says, Ashrei hagever asher tiyisrenaya umutorasecha tilmdeni. Fortunate is the man whom you, God, admonish and teach him your Torah. Every person in their lives experiences a degree of bitterness and sadness. The question is how to internalize emunah by bringing it closer to your heart. The Tanya in chapter 26 explains based on this pasuk as follows. Chazal had given sound advice on how to cleanse a person's heart to be free of sadness, worry, health, children, livelihood, and in fact, all major things in life. The well-known saying of a person needs to make a blessing on the bad just as much as they would on the good, meaning to accept all suffering with happiness, joy, and simplicity, as the so-called bad thing is actually good. Truth be told, suffering comes from the hidden world, which is considered higher than the revealed world. It's just not apparent for us to see in the revealed world. The Tanya goes on to explain how the revealed world corresponds to the letter Vav in Hashem's name, while the hidden world corresponds to the Yud-Heh, which is in a certain way a much loftier place. Now we can understand our pasuk. Fortunate is the man who experiences suffering, because no doubt Hashem has done this for your complete good, even though it may not look that way in the revealed world. Suffering comes from the hidden deeper world of joy and happiness. Let us merit to be happy with our lot in life and be smeichen b'yisurin to deeply understand ha'kol l'tova, it's all good. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.